Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
An 82-year-old Gauteng pensioner is now stuck with a 185,000 rand water bill from the city of Joburg after fixing a water pipe that had burst outside his home. Sophie Smith is a legal researcher at Helen Suzman Foundation. Join me on the line now. Sophie, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Thank you for having me so early.
Thank you for waking up so early. There is something wrong, morally and otherwise, isn't it, where a citizen, after numerous attempts to call, in this case, the city of Johannesburg, to come and fix a water pipe that had burst outside his home, they failed to do so. And instead of letting water gush out of the pipe, went ahead and fixed it. And now he's facing a fine of 185,000 rand. If anything, they should be thanking him for taking this initiative, shouldn't they?
Yes, it's a very complicated matter with what I'll umbrella the what he did as self-help, you know. And residents for many, many years have been frustrated with local governments in regards to service delivery. And this isn't the first time that residents have taken matters into their own hands. But unfortunately, morally is a different question to legally. And currently, legally, the law frowns upon self-help, especially at a municipal level where they are constitutionally obligated to provide these services.
So what is one to do then? I have gushing water coming out of a burst water pipe where I live. We know that this is a water scarce country despite the heavy rains and the high felt. Do I just continue watching the water rushing and gushing out of that burst water pipe?
So what the resident did probably to any of us would make sense. It's saving water, it's stopping an immediate problem. And as you said, the municipality should be thanking him. But for the repercussions that he's facing, I think that the Constitution provides for provincial intervention at that point. And so I think that at the present time, there maybe should be a more easily accessible route to also contacting the provincial legislature or the provincial municipality and asking them to step in. Because unfortunately, the courts at this point would not be on this man's side.
Yeah, we're seeing time and time again where government, all spheres of it, are failing to deliver on the promise of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. And we've certainly heeded the call to take it upon ourselves to do our bit to contribute towards the kind of South Africa we want to live in. I mean, the president will, in 100 days since the State of the Nation address, deliver a plan for a social compact. That surely would include me being an active and engaged citizen, which will include me wanting to fix the things that the government is not able to fix, surely.
Yes, and this is where it does get a little bit complicated because different municipalities have taken different stances on this matter. So, for example, in the case of Kekkeling Rivier Municipality, the court actually authorized the citizens to monitor the sewage works and waterworks for 10 weeks. And similarly, in Kroonstad, not from judicial intervention, but the former mayor authorized the community to take care of public gardens and pavements and clean the streets of the town. So a uniform approach like what you just mentioned would be very welcomed so that citizens are not facing 185,000 rand bills when they step in some municipalities and welcomed to help in others.
Yeah, indeed. Sophie, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much. Sophie Smith, legal researcher at Helen Suzman Foundation.